Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Ганенець and the Faina Pachekova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Gusyadin is a town in the Ternopil Oblast of Western Ukraine, located on the west bank of the Zbruch River. This river formed the old boundary between Austro-Hungary and the Russian Empire in the 19th century and the boundary between the Republic of Poland and the Soviet Union during the interwar period of the 20th century. The history of the Jewish community in Gusyadin spans more than 500 years. After its incorporation as a town in 1559, Jews were among the first to settle there. Despite being small and vulnerable to anti-Semitic attacks, by the late 19th century, Gusyadin was a thriving commercial center and one of the most important Hasidic centers in Galicia. The Gusyadin Synagogue is a rare example of the 16th century fortress synagogue built in the Renaissance style. Contemporary Yiddish writer Anski described the Gusyadin Synagogue as one of the loveliest and most splendid in Galicia. Jewish American historian Omer Bartov described the synagogue as exquisite. The 18th century partition of Poland turned Gusyadin into a border town, marking it an important part of trade between Austria and Russia. Merchants came from surrounding areas to trade in fairs in the town. In the 1800s, Hasidism began to grow in Gusyadin. The influx of religious devotes fueled the rise of local hospitality industry, along with new synagogues, ritual baths, hospitals, and old age homes. Other new industries included a Jewish-owned fountain pen factory, print shops, and paper merchants, as well as doctors, lawyers, and other professionals. In 1890, of the town's 6,000 residents, Jews numbered 4,200. Gusyadin's Golden Age ended in the 20th century. Gusyadin was heavily damaged during World War I, then in World War II destroyed entirely. In 1914, the Russian army attacked Austria through Gusyadin, burning more than 600 buildings. In 1915, Jews were ordered out of Gusyadin. Those who defied the order were exiled to Kiev in 1916. When the Bolsheviks came to power, they confiscated property from Jewish-owned businesses. The Hasidim center was closed and the damaged electric lighting system was not repaired. By 1921, the Jewish population had declined by over 90%, numbering a mere 368. In 1941, Gusyadin was conquered by the German army. The community was soon burdened by forced labor, confiscation of property, and anti-Semitic propaganda and provocation. 200 Jews were murdered in Gusyadin, and in March 1942, any remaining were rounded up by the Nazi and deported never to return. In 1964, renovations began on the standing ruins of the synagogue. It was turned into a museum in 1972, but closed in the 1990s due to lack of funding. Today the roof has collapsed and the building stands vacant. The last known Hasidic Jewish burial was 1940. The Jewish cemetery in Gusyadin is unfenced, unprotected, and unmarked. The site is now owned by the municipality. Atop it are a park, playground, and sport fields. The cemetery boundaries are smaller than 1939 because of new roads and adjacent housing. The cemetery is visited occasionally by organized Jewish tours and pilgrimage groups and local residents. Today, it, along with a few historical records and diminished memories, are all that remains of Gusyadin's glorious Jewish past. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.